The warehouse at New England Wood Pellet in Jaffrey echoes with the footsteps of visitors. The floor is clean and nearly empty. Stacked up against two far walls are some one-ton pallets of wood pellets, a day or two worth of inventory. The warehouse isn't empty due to lack of production. Company officials say their factory runs 24 hours a day, compressing wood into pellets to be used as heating fuel. The pellets head out to distributors almost as quickly as they're made, trying to keep up with customer demand. Company officials say between 25 and 30 truckloads a day leave the factory, each filled with up to 26 tons of pellets.
This is all part of a transition that is coming very rapidly as a result of high energy costs and shortages in conventional energy.
That's Charlie Niebling, General Manager for Procurement at New England Wood Pellet.
In the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to see an incredible cultural, economic, social transition in this country toward renewables. It's inevitable.
With worried customers ordering heating fuel in the summer, the company expects demand will only heat up as weather cools. In order to meet the demand, New England Wood Pellet has broken ground on a new packaging and distribution plant in Palmer, Massachusetts. That facility will receive more than 82,000 tons of pellets coming from British Columbia. That business will more than double the company's current capacity. And owner Steve Walker says his company is getting a great deal of attention.
It keeps attracting new investors. And in fact, right now, we probably have more investors than we know what to do with. Energy just seems to be the latest rave. And so when I was starving for cash a few years ago, now we're really in great shape. It's been really exciting.
Walker moved his young business to Jaffrey from Massachusetts in 1998. At that time, oil prices had dropped to less than $15 a barrel, and the company had to depend on investors like Harriet Todd to keep afloat. Todd was one of the first investors in New England Wood Pellet. Now she sits on the board of directors.
I always think it's good to be able to do something environmentally appropriate and perhaps get a good return on investment as well.
Lately, she said both of those goals have been achieved. There were times, though, when Todd thought the money would serve only as a helpful gesture to an old family friend.
That did cross our minds. At the time, we said this will not pay our kids' college education, but as it turned out, it probably could have.
As for Todd's desire to invest in something environmentally appropriate, wood pellet heat is touted as environmentally friendly. Wood heat in all forms is often referred to as carbon neutral, and pellets can be cleaner and greener than burning logs in a stove. That's according to Eric Kingsley. He's with Innovative Resource Solutions, which supports alternative energy production.
The burning of pellets produces very little ash. In terms of combustion, because it's a dry product going in, it combusts more fully and more readily than cordwood, so it's a little cleaner.
And Kingsley says he believes the biomass industry can at least double its size before becoming unsustainable. He points out that currently New Hampshire grows more wood than it harvests. And with the deterioration of the paper industry in this state, there's a lot of low-grade material left over from logging that can't otherwise be sold or used. Sustainable energy sources, says Kingsley, can't replace all oil and natural gas use in the state. But he adds, they can provide an alternative. Owner Steve Walker sees a bright future for his wood pellets and his company that involves a much larger scale use of the product.
I just got back about a month ago from Sweden. I went to a city of 80,000, about the size of Manchester. They didn't have a drop of fossil fuel for everything. Trains, cars, buildings, everything was renewable. And guess who has some of the lowest energy costs in the country?
It's all
CO2 neutral.
The Palmer, Massachusetts distribution plant is expected to open in September. But New England Wood Pellet isn't stopping there. The company is building another pellet manufacturing plant in upstate New York in the town of Schuyler. The company plans to produce another 100,000 tons of pellets there. Walker Cagely says the company plans construction of another plant at an undisclosed location, and he recently cut a ribbon in front of its new research, development, and machinery fabrication division, Biofuel Energy Systems, in Jaffrey. For NHPR News, I'm Donna Moxley.